For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. This is Cece Lovechild of Healing Through Humor on 88.1 The Truth, a global experience satellite radio. And from my family, my truth family, we are all wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Don't forget to check me out on 88.1thetruth.com for Healing Through Humor.
Welcome to a very special edition of the African American Talk Radio Show. We've got a good one for you tonight. Pray that everybody is getting ready and preparing for a very safe and happy Merry Christmas holiday and all of the good stuff that comes with it. We are excited about it's official. January the 5th is our official launch date of 88.1, The Truth, a Global Experience. Man, we're excited about, I believe, the 10 channels and all of the wonderful people are going to be on those channels. We're going to change the way radio and television is done. This is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show. My co-host is the wonderful Sonia B. We've got a good one tonight, man. I'm proud of this young lady who's going to be our guest in a few minutes, comedian Cece Lovechild. We're going to have some fun on this holiday time.
Good.
We're going to be right back. We'll be right back in a minute. Sonia, hold on. We'll be right back in just a minute on the African American Talk Radio Show.
Get ready, 'cause here I come. Get ready, 'cause here I come.
Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson.
And I'm Frances Robinson.
We're excited about the launch of our new skincare lines called Get Ready for Men and My Girl for Women.
Both of these lines feature breakthrough technology in skincare and some of the most cutting-edge formulations ever developed.
Frances and I will both be presenting these amazing new products. After all, who better to help me present them than my girl?
We look forward to working with you.
Good to have you on tonight with my co-host, Sonia Bishop. Man, we're going to have a great one. Cece, good to have you tonight. How are you doing?
Wonderfully well, sir. Wonderfully well. Hi, Miss Sonia.
Welcome, Cece. How
are
you doing,
you're
girl?
Here
to lift some spirits, girl. We need it.
Hey, I can tell you guys now, there's a conspiracy going on here. You know, normally I have some Pepsi and et cetera, but I don't think what they gave me tonight was Pepsi, so it's going to be real interesting. I think they'd have gave the bishop something to stir his spirits up in the place.
Oh, well, praise the God of the Bible.
Right. He said lift the spirits, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, again,
okay.
Sonia, tell us what's going on in your world. And I'm so excited about your show and your children, not children, kids on January 6th.
Well, they are my
this coming year. Man, on 88.1, The Truth, boy. We were talking.
We are excited. Ivana M, a.k.a. Jackie, 13, going on 35. Sean M, who's just a little Einstein. Then there's Christopher in New Jersey, who is just a historian that he loves to write. It's just a great group that they're so vibrant that they make me want to do the show because I just want to hear their voices and hear what they do. So I'm excited, yeah. And they're excited. They get mad at me because they have to do homework.
Super talented.
They are.
They still do homework in 2017?
Well, I make them write a report, and they be looking at me sideways, like, really? And I'd be like, look, I need you to write about history. I need you to write about health, and I need you to write about sports. And they're like, But they do a great job. They moan and groan, but they get it done.
Hold on. My brother Keith Bates as well. Keith, come here. My brother Keith.
Not Keith Bates.
Yeah, he just walked in the studio. What's up, man? Merry Christmas.
Wait a minute. Have I met him?
Hey, Miss Sonya, how you doing today?
Hey, Mr. Keith, how are you? Yeah, I knew him when he was knee high to a duck.
Aw. Hi, Mr. Keith.
How you been doing?
Oh, man. I guess he came by to bring me something to eat. Let's do this, man. We're going to have some fun tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, we'll be back with my funny daughter, Cece. We're going to have some fun. Be right back.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 wishing a happy holiday to all Motown fans.
Back. This is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show. Man, it's hard to believe that Christmas album's almost 50 years old. Wow.
I know. Wow.
I'm 50 years old. Man, where does time go?
And you
man.
Were singing it 20 years before it came out. That is amazing, isn't it? Wow.
Huh? I'm going to clap. CC, come on up. We're glad to have you. How are you tonight? Oh, man, that was funny.
CC,
are you with
us?
Hey,
let me tell y'all something. I just had a whole conversation, and when y'all couldn't hear me, I'm like, what is
man, everybody must be drinking Crown Royal.
Listen here, that French vanilla. Oh. Is anointed here. I just want you to know. Praise the God of the Bible. That French vanilla Crown Royal. Oh yeah. Yes.
It's Christmas. I'm glad you're bringing us some joy. I'm ready.
Hey, I never forget this. Boy, I used to see folk in church. You know, we've been pastoring a minute here, but boy, I never forget how many Crown Royal bags I would see when it comes time for offering.
Oh, I have a collection. I have a collection of Crown Royal bags. I've got every color. I've got Crown Royal boots. I've got so many Crown Royal bags. And I don't drink. The thing about
and
I don't drink. I just like the bags because you know we keep importing
I just like
stuff
the bags.
In Crown Royal bags.
Yeah, we'll get
yeah.
three.
They
keep your will. Yeah, you keep your will in Crown Royal bags. Your hair supplies. Love a good Crown
right.
Royal bag.
You are right.
Oh,
and I, like I said, I was too slow to even know what a Crown Royal bag was. Michael,
what?
Remember Big Annie? She was the first person I saw with a Crown Royal bag.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know. Wait a minute. I didn't even know until I got grown that alcohol came in the bag.
But I seen them when I was little. But I was
Look,
too slow.
You didn't know alcohol came in the bag.
Why they all have these bags?
Sonia just saw the bag. Listen, to anybody who's listening, we're giving you some of the finer perks of growing up in church.
Yes, yes.
Big Amy always had a Crown Royal bag full of change.
Okay. It's offering time again. They be mad. Ooh, my grandmother used to be so mad. It's offering time, and it's the third offering. We only been here 45 minutes. Get my
right.
Crown Royal bag out of my purse. It's offering time. They going
like
to get some
grandma.
Of this change.
Right. We just got here. Posting.
I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And then my dumb self, wait a minute, my dumb self grabbed the wrong Crown Royal bag and actually grabbed the one with the alcohol in it and left the one at the change in the car.
Like,
baby,
oops.
Do you know? I couldn't sit down for 3 whole days here.
Oh, you got in trouble for getting the wrong bag.
I got in trouble because I brought the round Crown Royal bag to church.
I need a poor child to know.
Yeah. My God. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's been going on in your life right now. Again, we're happy January 5th. You're going to be on 88.1 The Truth, a global experience. Tell us a little bit about your show.
Yay. My show is entitled Healing Through Humor. And I'm telling you, it is going to be the best part of your day. Okay?
I believe
so. Make sure you tune in. I've got segments such as Where They Do That At? I've got another segment called When We Start Doing That. We're going to have church chat.
Boys.
We're going to, you know, discuss. I mean, it's gonna be a very well-balanced show. I've got some great comedians and some friends lined up. I've got some interviews with some great and historical gospel artists. I don't know if anyone
wow.
is familiar with Toby and Tommy from the Donald Lawrence Singers. They'll be joining me also. I've got D-Ray Davis. The real big, fun, light-skinned. You know, Bishop Bates is my favorite light-skinned person in all of the world. He was the first real light-skinned man I had ever met.
His head just grew 2 more inches. Really?
I used to think he was, when I first met him, he was so light-skinned that I thought he was white.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Well, I knew him when
he
was a little boy. He ain't.
So I've
not
always
even
had
a treat.
This, you know, Bishop Bates, Pop Bates is, you know, my number one dude, you know. So I've got, you know, my favorite light-skinned comedians. And some of my, every show is I'm going to have my favorite light-skinned man because they're coming back in style now.
That's cute. Maybe I can get my husband on there. Once I get to let you meet him and, you know, you guys click, he might can be
well,
one.
He's the lightest one on the network, I can tell you that. Sonia, George
what?
Is the lightest guy on the network, I promise.
I bet. Well, that's okay. He's probably the kindest as well.
Well, I guarantee you that, but she didn't say she was doing it. She didn't say she was doing a kind show. She said a light show.
Well, you know, you can
so
have more
I
than
have
one trait.
And I've got something
See,
for everybody. you know, on this show. I've got my relationship therapist. My therapist will be joining me as well. His name is Jack Daniels, and I don't know. Don't laugh. Miss Sonya, that's not funny.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Okay.
Jack Daniels is a real live therapist. We went to college together.
Name's Jack Daniels.
This still ain't sounding right. Okay, so he was on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. He is Sheree's therapist.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
Jack.
Wait a minute, which one? Sheree. Oh, well, Sheree, I've never seen him, I don't think, but they were making a comment that he's done a great job for her.
He is. Sonya, he's done a great job for me.
Jack Daniels.
Yeah, so me and Jack go back to college. Listen, check this out.
I rebuke that brown, raw spirit.
Listen, rebuke the dark spirit, period, because, you know, dark make you fight and make you angry.
Dark
liquor make you fight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Make you angry.
I'm learning. What'd
you say,
so
Bishop?
Much.
Give me an example of one of your segments.
One of my sets.
Segments.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, you know, for example, on my relationship segment, we're going to talk about when did it become popular to be a hoe. Hoeing is popular now. And we know it was popular in the biblical days, you know, but they've misconstrued the popularity of it. Okay? So, you know, like Rahab, Jesus' great-great-grandmother was a hoe.
You're right.
Jack Daniels and Crown Royal Orphan.
You going to back me up on this?
I'm with you.
Okay. Now, you know, so,
there's hope for all of us.
There is hope. Listen, let me tell you something, Mary. There is hope for all of us. But, you know, it's the way it's being done that is, you know, it's not being, you got to hoe in the biblical way if you're going to hoe and do it right. The Lord will bless you.
I can't wait to listen to that segment.
I can
tell some of my other friends, y'all ain't doing it right.
Exactly.
Get the right instructions. Because if you're going to be one, be a good one.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. My mama told me, whatever you're going to be the best.
Be the best. That's right.
And that don't mean that don't mean quantity. It means quality.
Quality. Hey, that's right.
Sonya, be quiet. You guys know your mom and daddy kissing Santa Claus. Be quiet.
Love it.
Hey, this is Bishop Michael Bakes on the African American Talk Radio Show. My guest is comedian C.C. Lovechild. My co-host is, of course, Sonya Bishop. We will be right back in just a minute.
Hey, world. This is comedian Austin Rich, and I want you to be my guest on 88.1 The Truth, a global experience. That's right. I want you to join me here weekly and listen to my new show, Be My Guest, streaming on 88.1 The Truth.
Pimpin'. Do you mean to tell me that they done gave you a show on the radio, Pimpin'?
Yeah, man, they done gave me my own show on the radio.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
I know, it's going to be amazing.
You really need to stop talking to yourself.
I know. Anyway, the reason that I need to stop talking to myself is because I need you all to join me so I can talk to you all. My guests and I are going to be adding gut-busting laughter to your week. Find me on 881thetruth.com. That's 881thetruth.com. Be my guest. I cannot wait.
Hi, my name is Dr. Sharon West, host of The Truth About Mental Health, where we will be talking about what's on your mind, an exciting talk show all about dispelling myths and taboos surrounding mental illness. I'll be discussing topics of mental health that concern us all. And most importantly, you will have the opportunity to text or email me your questions in advance. I want to empower you weekly on 88.1, The Truth, a global experience. Yes, this is where you will hear the truth about mental health as I educate and inspire you weekly. You can find me weekly at 881thetruth.com, a satellite radio station. That's 881thetruth.com.
Well, this is Bishop Michael Beck Sr. We're having a ball tonight on this very special edition, this holiday edition. We've got comedian extraordinaire CDC Love Child Boy and my co-host Sonia Bishop. I'm glad we're having Dr. Sharon West show on mental illness, Sonia.
Yeah.
It sounds like
that
you
sounded
and
like
you
a
know,
jab.
That's okay. Was that a
you
jab?
Know, I need help.
Was that shade?
But I like the way I am, so I mean, I can listen, but I think I'm doing just
well,
fine.
You know, I think that way we'll get all these Crown Royal bags taken care of.
Well, all the ones I saw had change in them. They'd already drank up. There was no bottles. They just had money in them. But
I know,
just didn't have a clue as to where they all came from. I never saw that line at the store. You know what I'm saying?
Well, tell us more about your show and feel free to do what you do. Boy, you're funny. Keep that up. We're excited about you being a part of the network, and we're looking forward to this summer's 88.1 comedy tour. I mean, there's just so much that God has in store for 2018, and we're excited. So take you back to you and look like your co-host, Sonia Bishop.
I am truly
you know what?
Excited.
You can hire me just like Ricky Smiley got Janie, just to laugh, because it's just funny to me. It just lifts me and takes me to a different place, and I love it. I love to laugh. This world is so chaotic and funky.
So
and
chaotic.
When you can get somebody who can just speak, and you just bringing it to us, and it's just funny. It makes my heart happy. I love it. I can't wait
oh
to hear your
gosh.
Show.
I can't wait
I
to hug
it.
You.
You didn't have
I'm
to say a
hugger.
Word. You didn't have
I want
to
hug
talk
you.
Talk about nobody. It's just light, joyful humor. So I'm excited for you, and I can't wait to listen because I love it.
Oh, my God.
Love it.
Thank you. You're going to have to join us.
I told you, I just have to back join. Like Janie on Ricky Smiley and laugh because I love it.
Yes, it's most definitely going to
like
be.
I just like that laugh and release, and you got it.
Yes,
you got it.
Yes.
You can bring it. You can bring it.
Yes, that is my motto in life now is to live, learn, and laugh. So,
and,
you know,
and it's
I try to do that.
And you're
and
sharing.
Listen,
I love
does.
It.
It does, I tell you. And this show is going to be, I'm telling you, the best part of your day. You know, we're going to have something for everybody. I've got some gospel church remixes that's going to blow your mind and almost make you pee on yourself.
I gotta make sure I ain't driving.
Right. You know, you... Don't yeah. I'm
you just
I'll
go
warn you though.
Twist it and flip it all up and make it fabulous.
Right. Yes, it's going to be a ball. We're gonna have the prayer list. The prayer list has always been a big hit. My prayer list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's yeah. The prayer
okay.
list, honey. Because
right.
you got to.
And
you know,
I
we pray and we
right
pray
now,
for everything.
Oh Lord.
What'd you say, Bishop?
You pray for everything. What do you mean?
Everything. Like, we pray for the backs of lost earrings that have yet to return.
Anything see, that you want back
you,
and you want the
can
Lord
you pray
to
for
do
a back,
you.
Let me, how do you pray
down,
for how do you pray for a back earring that's lost? How do you pray?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now because we know earrings come in tubes. And you said in your word that how can two walk together unless they be agreed. And right now, Lord, my ears are not agreeing. Because I cannot find the back of my earring.
I can't find the back of my earring. And Lord, you know I need it. I need
and
it.
And you know I need it.
I get it.
Listen, here. So, yeah, that's the way you pray. Lord, you said you'd bring all
parking
things.
Spaces.
Yes.
If you don't even drive.
you pray for parking spaces.
Parking spaces.
Yes, honey.
Oh, Lord, let us get one close to the door because you know I don't feel like walking and she ain't got no handicap sticker. Oh,
listen,
thank you, Jesus.
And my handicap sticker is expired. So you know I'm praying.
She want to be able to sprint to the door if she can.
Exactly.
And the next back like, prayer is you need to get a handicap sticker.
Yes, honey. Mine is expired.
Okay.
So,
yeah, they pray for everything. I understand. Oh,
everything.
And it works.
Yes, it does. Here.
It works.
I had a back of the earring that came up today. Hallelujah. Shaka. Yes.
It did. And here's another thing, CC. Now that you know me, I always got you when you need a back of an earring. I make earrings. So
thank
I always got you.
You know,
so
I mean, and you have to know and believe.
When it comes to backs of earrings, just let me know.
Yes. Here, thank
you. You have to know
because sometimes, you know, you have to use a pencil eraser as the back of an earring.
Oh, my God.
We gonna
and
make
so
sure
he may not come when you want him, but
again.
He's always on time. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yes, he is.
He'll make it work. You know
he will. He'll do it if you let him, huh? Won't he?
Sonya Bishop, CC Love Child.
He don't know nothing more than talking about, see.
Well, I pray for both of you guys. This is Bishop Michael Banks Sr.
As some old
on
people would say, CC,
edition.
He don't know nothing about what we're talking about.
On the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, this is Miss Soya, host of Real Talk on 88.1 The Truth, a global experience. I'll be coming to you weekly discussing topics you really want to hear. Real Talk with Miss Soya will bring you trending topics on relationships, business, what's hot, what's not, everything. Find me on satellite radio at 88.1 The Truth. That's 881thetruth.com. Trust me, there will not be a dull moment on Real Talk with Miss Toya. I can't wait.
Man, I am so excited about, man, just all of the different shows that are on the network. We've got CC Carwa healing her show. She's already healing us with laughter.
Yes.
This special edition of the African American Talk Radio Show. Cece, well, we've just about got to get out of here. Close us out, Dora, with something that you'd like to tell your audience.
I want to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell you a joke.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let me sit down. Let me sit down. All right, I'm ready.
Oh, gosh. So there was a, let me think of a good one. Let's see, hold on. Before I do that, I have a question.
Okay.
This isn't like a PG show, or is there any type of ratings or... Before I
he
tell
told me
joke.
As long as you don't say a bad word, you can say anything you wanted to. That's what he told me.
Oh, okay, great. So, all right, there was a.
You heard it. You heard it straight from Sonya Bishop.
There you go. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
There was an Indian born, a small Indian born in a small village. And unfortunately, he was only born with one testicle. So they called him One Stone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as he grew older, he hated that name. and told everybody in the village that if they ever called him one stone, he would kill them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's walking down, you know, the street one day, and he runs into a classmate by the name of Yellowbird. And Yellowbird says, "One stone!" So he takes her deep down into the woods, and he makes love to her over and over again until she dies of exhaustion.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so not too long after that, probably maybe a week after that, he's walking down the street again, and he runs into Yellowbird's cousin, Bluebird, and she does the same thing. One stone! So, of course, he does the same thing to her, takes her deep down into the woods, and he makes love to her over and over again. But she does not die. What's the moral of the story? You can't kill two birds with one stone. Oh, I love
you gotta
that
have
one.
Two, Michael.
Oh, my.
Yep. Girl, I'm be sitting up
trouble,
listening to your show like it's the Carol Burnett show. And just laugh.
That's what y'all can do. I'm going to be the Carol Burnett of Truth Network.
That's right. You are. You are it. And now you can't go anywhere else.
No, don't want to.
Oh, my. We'll be right back in a minute.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every.Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age, in their businesses, and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every.Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. It's only $99.99 a year or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the Join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the sign up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. Or email me at Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at every, E-V-E-R-Y, dot black, B-L-A-C-K. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every.Black family of websites.
This is Bishop Michael Bakes on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network, January 5th, 88.1, The Truth, our launch, our global launch. I was talking to Leon Isaac Kennedy and a few others about our television and our launching. Man, it's going to be great. CC.
Yes, I can't wait.
Man, I can't tell you how we've enjoyed having you tonight. Sonia is a laugh box.
Yeah, loved it. Now, Cece, are you from where? Are you from St. Louis, from New York, Chicago?
Let's see. How do I put this? I am from St. Louis. uh-huh. by way of New York, by way of Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. Cool.
So, and I currently live in Kansas City.
Okay. All right. I love it. I'm looking so forward to your show. I really am. You're going to have some fans before you even get on.
She's going to do what,
Sonia? My friends love to laugh.
Oh, yes. I look forward to it. If anybody is in the Kansas City area, you can check me out on this Friday. I will be at the Foundation off of Broadway. The show starts at 7 o'clock. I'll be live. And
oh, I have
color.
Some people in KC. I need to tell them to go check you out.
Yes.
At
tell
the
them
Foundation.
Come check me. Yeah. Yes, here. And I don't even bring my own. They don't even need to bring an offering.
They ain't got to bring no offering.
No.
Oh, they be knocking down the door.
See?
Yes, I do. I got to get on the phone when I leave here. And what's the date? This Friday?
This Friday.
This Friday.
This Friday.
And that's all of that new area they did down in KC around downtown.
Right. Around. It's called in the Crossroads District.
Okay. Because the plaza's one area, Westport's another. And
yeah, we're not allowed
area.
On the plaza. Yeah. The segregation, they didn't get that. No, we're still not allowed really on the plaza. They have. See, Kansas City's still real segregated. They have only certain areas that they allow us in. You know.
Oh no.
Yeah,
well,
and you know I get it. I get it often
on
because. Exactly. You hear me? But I date everybody. I date black. I date white. I date everybody. So I end up everywhere. But ooh,
good.
You should see some of the looks and stares and stuff that I get when I'm in an area that I'm not supposed to be in.
I'll be up there. I have plenty of relatives, but I am going to tell them they need to come see you. And if
oh,
they
cool
can get
beans.
To you, I'm going to tell them. Tell them Sonya B. She was on the show. And she's
yes,
hilarious.
Ma'am.
Sonya,
yes.
Give her what you know.
Yes, follow me on Twitter at CC Love Child. My Twitter, now understand, my Twitter is not saved.
It's not
okay?
saved.
Okay, my Facebook is saved, and you
okay.
can follow me. Just
okay.
all you can do, better yet, wait a minute. I done got real big now. See how the Lord does? Google
mm-hmm.
me. Hi. Yeah,
oh,
Google me.
Google you.
And, okay. Yes, Google
I'm
me.
Find here. I'm going to find you. We
gonna
find
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
Keep
uh-huh.
in touch.
You can find me.
And when I come to KC, I'm going to give you heads up that I'm looking for you. See where you
listen,
live at
Miss
night.
Miss Sonya, we're going to go shopping. We're going to go get our toes done. Oh,
ooh.
Yes, honey. We're going to have a glorious time. Yes.
A
you
glorious
just let me know when you come.
Coming. I can't
yeah.
wait to get there. I'm going to call you.
And see, and the first weekend of the month is usually the best weekend.
Okay.
Because I done sold all my food stamps, so
we
can go get it.
Because you know I got to go up there and entertain our new celebrity on the station, and you know it's just you know how they do on TV. You got a budget. You got that in the budget, right?
Hello. Hello.
We got a budget, man. We got whatever you
Hello?
Need. Whatever you need. We gotta go. Boy. CC Love Child coming to Truth Network, 88.1 The Truth, January 5th. It's Bishop Michael Bates Sr., my co-host, Sonya Bishop. We have enjoyed being with you. Hope you've enjoyed being with us. Tell everybody, get ready. Well, I sound like Bishop
Get ready.
On that one.
Much love to
All
you.
Right.
We'll be talking.
Get ready.
Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas to you. To kids from 1 to 92, although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.